everyone, it's Arish with something a bit new from us over here at Nothing Ventured. In what I hope is going to become a regular segment, we're going to be doing Nothing Ventured in the News. It's time to talk about hype, hope, and hard truths, what June has taught us about the future of venture. June 2025 has been another roller coaster in the world of VC. AI hype, startup triumphs, and failures. Today, we're going deeper than headlines. I'll deliver context from the past quarter, spotlight systemic trends, shine a light on policy moves, and keep calling out the hype meets diligence gap. Buckle in. It's a 20-minute, no-fluff rundown. So to set the stage, let's rewind to the past quarter. Remember Q4 2024 and Q1 2025? NVIDIA exploded. Two record quarters. Q4 hit $39 billion in revenue, up 78% year-on-year, and Q1 hit $44 billion, up 69%, with Blackwell AI and data center demand at the heart of that. April was rocky, though. Export controls and the ongoing US-China chip war knocked the stock down nearly 37%. But by mid-June, NVIDIA was back, overtaking Microsoft to become the world's most valuable company at $3.75 trillion. That's not hype. That's fundamentals. And it's a backdrop for this quarter's AI euphoria. Venture doesn't throw around $2 billion seed rounds because it's feeling lucky. It does so when the market leader is printing profit at an unprecedented scale. But even with that backdrop, we're witnessing a shift that's borderline absurd. The rise of pre-plan AI. Moonshots with no moon, just vibes. Mira Murati, former OpenAI CTO, founded a new company, Thinking Machines Lab. No product, no roadmap, no public mission. Raised $2 billion at a $10 billion valuation. The entire pitch was, Mira's Mira. And that was enough. Now I get it. Visionary founders deserve backing. Oftentimes you bet on the jockey. But giving billion-dollar checks to stealth startups with no public model, no financials, and no market strategy? That's not venture capital. That's faith-based investing. Who's setting the guardrails? Who's on the board ensuring some version of accountability? What happens if it all blows up? Do investors take responsibility? Or do we get another wave of, we were just passive investors? This trend is worrying because it sets a dangerous precedent. Founders with hype can raise at levels that outperform entire late-stage businesses with cash flow. Remember pandemic darlings like Clubhouse and Hopin? And it warps expectations for younger companies trying to build with discipline. We need milestones, oversight, actual governance. If we don't put some rigor back into the system, we'll see more stories like Builder AI. Speaking of which, let's talk failures. 2024 saw nearly 1,000 startups shut down. AngelList reported a 56% jump in wind downs from 2023. And in 2025, that trend is accelerating. Builder AI was once one of Europe's most hyped AI unicorns. Now it's gone, dead, done, imploded, asset fire sale, employees ghosted, investors left stunned. It's Wirecard, but with less accounting fraud and more wishful thinking. This isn't healthy churn. It's a byproduct of lazy diligence and overfunded pitch decks. So we ask, who did the work? Who asked the hard questions? And who's left holding the bag when the runway ends? Let's move to something more structural. Europe's big VC play. This month, the EU dropped Choose Europe to Start and Scale, 28 reforms aimed at making Europe competitive for founders and investors. Fast-track visas, pan-European tax credits, streamlined sandbox regimes, and crucially, a 10 billion euro fund to support scale-ups. Add to that the European Investment Bank's 70 billion euro tech allocation over the next 3 years, 20 billion into equity, 40 billion euros into loans, and 10 billion euros in guarantees. It's the most coordinated EU play on startups we've ever seen. But, and this is a big but, Europe still captures just 5% of global VC compared to over 50% in the US. Cross-border scaling is still a nightmare. Local compliance regimes, tax friction, employment laws, none of that gets solved by writing big checks. And to make things worse, the EU recently declared that France's attempt to subsidize green tech would amount to illegal state aid. So the question is, will Europe's ambition survive its own bureaucracy? Will LPs play ball? Will founders stay or keep heading to New York and Dubai and Singapore? Policy intent is impressive, but execution will make or break it. Meanwhile, in the Bay Area, all that AI money is showing up in real estate. In 2021, AI startups leased around 280,000 square feet of office space. This year, that number's passed 2.4 million. In Q2 alone, over 800,000 square feet were absorbed by AI startups. This includes household names like Notion, Databricks, LinkedIn. We're seeing San Francisco office demand finally rebound, not because of remote work recovery, but because AI companies need real estate. This isn't just a tech story, it's an urban one. Entire neighborhoods are changing, infrastructure is being reshaped, but the risk is obvious. If the funding dries up, so does this new boom. Most of these leases are short-term, many are sublets. The ecosystem is fragile. It shows how quickly venture capital affects the real world and how volatile that influence can be. Let's zoom out again. Two regions that are gaining real momentum, India and Spain. India just became the third largest tech funding market in the world after the US and the UK. $4.8 billion raised in H1 2025. Now that's down from last year, but the composition is telling. Logistics and transportation funding rose 104%. Five mega rounds cleared $100 million. One of them, a $1 billion round from an electric mobility startup, was the largest in Asia this year. Deep tech funding is also picking up steam, thanks to public incentives and strategic investment vehicles. Spain is punching too. The ecosystem is now valued at 110 billion euros, double what it was in 2020. 1.95 billion euros in funding landed in the first half of this year alone. 17 unicorns, and most interestingly, the number of startup M&A deals doubled compared to 2023. These aren't just vanity metrics. They show ecosystems that are maturing. The next step? Recycling returns. We need secondaries, we need local IPOs, and we need exit velocity. Until that happens, these markets will always feel like a promise, not proof. Back to the US again, where venture is splitting in two. On one side, mega funds chasing safe bets. On the other, a complete drying up of seed and early stage capital. Q1 fundraising in the US hit a 10-year low, just $10 billion in commitments. Meanwhile, small funds, under $10 million, now account for 40% of new fund vintages. That's up from 25% just 5 years ago. So what's happening? LPs are nervous. GPs are being ultra selective. Seed stage founders are struggling to raise, even if they're solid. And that's dangerous. If we only fund late-stage bets, we're starving the wellspring of innovation. Seed funding isn't just where experiments happen. It's where future giants are truly born. Without early-stage capital, we're mortgaging the future for short-term certainty. Now, among all the hype and fear, there was one genuinely refreshing move. Norskan VC, a Swedish fund, just announced a 300 million euro commitment to AI for good. Climate tech, health equity, education access, mission-driven AI, not clicks, not chips, purpose. That's not feel-good fluff. It is long-term thinking, smart capital aimed at real problems. Of course, it'll be hard to measure impact. Of course, it'll take time. But if they can build scalable, profitable companies that serve the public good, they're not just running a fund, they're writing a new playbook. We need more of this. A counterbalance to the hype factory. A reminder that venture can serve society, not just valuations. Two final stories I want to highlight in the failure files. First, Koros, a software company in Austin, laid off 116 employees just weeks after being acquired. That's not transformation. That's a mess. Acquisitions without retention strategies are blunt instruments, and they destroy morale. Second, Builder.ai, once hailed as Europe's answer to low-code AI development, collapsed in a wave of unkept promises. And frankly, unclear accounting. One of the largest startup failures in Europe since Wirecard. Let that sink in. We talk a lot about startup successes, unicorns, mega rounds, but when things collapse, the narrative disappears. The investors go quiet, the media moves on. We need to tell those stories too, and learn from them. Otherwise, we'll just repeat the cycle. So let's wrap. AI is reshaping cities, markets, and investing logic. But the money is unevenly distributed. Europe is mobilizing, but it's got a long way to go. Emerging markets are gaining ground. Seed funding is drying up. Late stage capital is consolidating. We're still seeing too many checks handed out without scrutiny and too many hands washed clean when it all falls apart. At the same time, we're seeing impact first funds like Norskan step up. We're seeing India and Spain build real momentum. And we're seeing cities like San Francisco start to wake back up. Because venture is, whether we like it or not, shaping the physical and economic landscape. The question is, will we keep following the hype or will we invest in substance? I'll be back again soon to track the trends, call the bluffs, and spotlight the real builders. Stay skeptical, stay hopeful. I'm Arish. This is Nothing Ventured. See you soon.